KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies. We look forward to mostly sunny and breezy today, a high around 29. It's currently 12 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. The Iowa Finance Authority Board of Directors on Wednesday approved a total of $7.4 million in grants to 25 local housing trust funds to support affordable housing initiatives, which will assist more than 2,600 Iowa families. The funding is provided from the State Housing Trust Fund's Local Housing Trust Fund program. The grant funds will be used for initiatives such as preserving aging housing stock, subsidizing local down payment assistance programs, providing low-interest loans or grants to assist Iowans in home rehab, financing construction of new single-family housing for low-income Iowans, and supporting housing for persons with disabilities and homeless assistance programs. In the KJAN listening area, the Council Bluffs Housing Trust Fund Incorporated received a grant amounting to $168,345. The Council of Governments, or COG Housing Incorporated, serving Ottawa, Carroll, Crawford, Greene, Guthrie, and Sac counties, received a $262,007 grant. The Dallas County Local Housing Trust Fund Incorporated received $204,203 for the Dallas County area. The Southern Iowa Council of Government Housing Trust Fund was awarded a grant for $253,673 for their service area, which includes Adair, Adams, Clark, Carroll, Madison, Ringgold, Taylor, Union counties. And the Southwest Iowa Housing Trust Fund was awarded $331,000 and $727 for their service area that includes Cass, Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Montgomery, Page, and Pottawatomie County, excluding the city of Council Bluffs, as well as Shelby counties. The State Housing Trust Fund was created by the Iowa Legislature in 2003, and since its inception, the program has provided $63 million in affordable housing assistance that has benefited nearly 23,000 Iowa families. The funding has also leveraged another $152 million in other funds, or $2.42 for every dollar the State Housing Trust Fund investment. A Creston man residing in the 200 block of South Peterson Street reported an incident of theft to the Creston Police Department this past Tuesday. The man said sometime over the past 3 months, someone took a cherub statue, a garden hose, and a light bulb from the outside of his home. The property was valued at $72. Police in Carroll report a teenager was being held at the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs following an investigation into an alleged threat to the Carroll High School that was posted on social media. Chief Brad Burke said in a press release Wednesday that Carroll High officials reported to police around 8:34 p.m. on Tuesday. The message was posted on Facebook that was threatening toward the school. An investigation by Carroll Police and the Carroll County Sheriff's Office resulted in a 16-year-old male being charged with harassment in the second degree. The teen was not identified. Authorities have determined there was no threat to the schools or any of the schools in the district, and the police were on hand Wednesday to answer questions those Carroll students may have had. A woman from Nebraska who had reportedly gone to the scene of a house fire in Pottawatomie County to repair her vehicle that was damaged in the fire was arrested on a warrant for probation violation and possession of controlled substance, 2.2 grams of meth. The Pott County Sheriff's Office said 33-year-old Ashley Lynn Botherms of Bellevue, Nebraska, was taken into custody at around 11:30 p.m. Friday. Another person, 34-year-old Andrew Sandwick of Omaha, had a valid warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Both were arrested after the Pott County Communications Center received a call about numerous persons rummaging through the property where a home had burned to the ground the previous day at 1203 Rolling Hills Loop. When the deputy questioned individuals looking into a vehicle with a flat tire that was partially burned by the fire, Botherms said the vehicle was hers and that they were attempting to change the tire. A records check indicated Botherms and Sandwick had valid warrants for arrest. The sheriff's office said also that a Cass County man was arrested for assault with injury and carrying a concealed weapon, a gun, Saturday morning. A deputy was dispatched to the Casey store in Oakland to meet with a 20-year-old Oakland man who was allegedly assaulted in a bar in Oakland by 28-year-old Nicholas Clyde Seiler of Griswold. After an investigation, Seiler was arrested at around 1 a.m. And a traffic stop Saturday afternoon on Interstate 80 in Pott County resulted in the arrest of two men on drug charges and the recovery of 2.2 pounds of heroin. After a deputy stopped a 2002 Nissan Rogue at around 3:25 p.m. Saturday, the driver, 50-year-old Jose Antonio Moreno of San Pedro, California, and his passenger, 38-year-old Arshak Orion of Los Angeles, were taken into custody and brought to the Pott County Jail. They were charged with possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reports other arrests from since last week. On Saturday, 33-year-old Jeremy Theron Harriman of Avoca was arrested at around 3:50 p.m. for violation of a no-contact order, contempt of court, after he was allegedly found trespassing near a residence in the 500 block of South Cedar Avenue in Avoca. Harriman was found sitting on the sidewalk in the front of the residence where the protected party associated with the protection order lives. On Sunday, 33-year-old Jill Marie Maston of Hastings was arrested at around 1:45 a.m. for OWI first offense. Her arrest took place following a traffic stop for speeding, and it occurred at Highway 59 and Magnolia Road. When the deputy made contact with Maston, he noted that she displayed numerous cues of impairment. At around 3 a.m. Sunday, 31-year-old Idris Akib of Country Club Hill, Illinois, was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail after he was brought in on a warrant charging him with 5 counts of forgery and 1 felony count of ongoing criminal conduct by Criminal Network. At around 7 p.m. Sunday, a deputy on routine patrol in Pottawatomie County came upon an SUV. A check of the license plate showed the driver's status was revoked. After the traffic stop, the deputy noticed inside the vehicle there were several signs of drug use. 47-year-old Jeffrey Allen Roenfeldt of Council Bluffs was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, 1.9 grams of meth in a baggie, possession of drug paraphernalia, a meth pipe, driving while revoked, and OWI first offense. On Monday of this week, 30-year-old woman identified only as Jane Doe was arrested just before 9 p.m. following a disturbance at the Wings America Drug Stop and Restaurant north of Avoca. The business reported that the woman had thrown items inside the store and then went outside before throwing landscaping rocks at 3 windows, damaging them and causing about $900 damage altogether. The woman was found walking in the area of the 39-mile marker of Interstate 80 and placed under arrest. She was charged with criminal mischief in the third degree and disorderly conduct. And on Tuesday, a Council Bluffs woman upset about turning herself in on a warrant became even more upset when she managed to slip out of her handcuffs while in her cell and was told that she would be charged with escape if she tried that again. 42-year-old Michelle Renee Emmert thought she had already served her 14-day required stay at the jail. Once the situation was explained to her, she was booked into the jail without any further incident. Police in Red Oak say a woman was arrested at around 7 a.m. Wednesday. 31-year-old Sarah Sue Batten of Red Oak was taken into custody on a valid Montgomery County warrant for violation of probation. Batten was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 cash-only bond. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday, on Tuesday morning, a man was arrested for violation of parole. 50-year-old Joel Allen Weeks of Creston was taken into custody at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Weeks was being held in the jail without bond. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.